Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We do want to give an honor to God, thanking you. We got a late start tonight, but God has blessed and allowed us to get started tonight, even though there was a few situations that getting started and loaded up the program. But we do give an honor to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, thanking him for life, health, and strength, thanking him for giving an opportunity for tonight to be able to do the program and everything that God has blessed and allowed us to be able to come together for. It truly is an honor and a blessing to me because he has given me something to do, and I want to do that to the glory of God. We get to a situation in life sometimes that we don't give our all in what we do. Things come about in life, and we know that, and things is going to continue to come about in life. A lot of things going on around the world that some people are looking at, and they don't seem to understand. But for me, my thought is, this is just my thought of what the situation may be at hand, that God is trying to get people's attention, and people is having a deaf ear and a blind eye to the things that they hear and they see that's going on around the world. And, you know, things is happening, unusual things that you see and that you hear that people is seeing that's going on around them in situations in this world. And we look at it as if, you know, things is not going to happen. But we know who has control of it all. We have to acknowledge and understand that we have to call on the Lord for everything that we do. We have to trust him and believe in everything that we go through. Without him, we're nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. He is the source of each and every being, each and everything that goes on and in and around the world. And we have to trust him at his word. But we're going to go ahead and do our prayer and get prepared to start the program since we've got a late start. I do thank each and everyone out there that may be listening, each and everyone that may call in, for the many blessings just to come and listen in and coming to join in as we go forth doing the will of God. We want to continue to pray for our loved ones, our families, our companions and relationships, our children, grandchildren, and great-grands. Be prepared to pray for the ones that are headed back to the schools already and get prepared to head back to the schools. Continue to pray for the teachers, because so many teachers are not returning back because of the underpay that they have been receiving in the past. And it's as if, you know, our teachers is what we need. And we wonder why our children are falling behind in the United States in learning. It's because they have to use what they have, and some of these teachers are not prepared to teach fully the way that they should. They just teach that they know. And we need our teachers because our children is falling behind, and they shouldn't be. And the government and everyone else that sees this don't have a care in the world about education. They keep saying we can get a grant for this, a grant for that, do this, do that, but they can't help our schools when it comes time for our schools to be in need for our children. So we continue to pray for all of our teachers and schools, pray for the incarcerated, the police force, all of our surroundings, our neighborhoods, our church family, all of our leaders, ministry leaders, the nation leaders that's causing more problem than leading the nation. we pray for them that God would touch them in a way that it would give them a thought of understanding the right and wrong and what they do. But God's the only one that can change the hearts of each and every one of them. But we continue to pray for them. Help us to be an encouragement to our family and loved ones. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, once again, we come before you, honoring you and thanking you and humbling ourselves before you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, if they desire to want to accept it. But you've made a way, Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ, for everyone. No one has an excuse. Salvation is free to all. You've given your best, dear God, and we continue to turn away and don't acknowledge Christ for who he is. He done it all, dear God, and we just thank you so much for everything that we have, everything that we see and are going through to be able to learn from, to be able to share with one another, to love one another, to continue to help one another to the best of our will in you that you give us. We thank you, Lord, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, Lord, we don't have a thought in the world about the next person in line. Your love has given us the willpower to want to do better, the willpower to want to serve, and the love deep down inside, dear God, to share with one another. We ask you, Lord, that we hold that love that Jesus has and has given us, that we, Lord, won't fall by the wayside. We honor you and ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, dear God, that we'll do what's right. We'll continue on this journey. We'll continue to do your will. And help us, dear God, to be an encouraging word to each and every one that we come in contact with. Because, Lord, it's all about the love that we have. Help us, Lord, to do your will, not our will, that we may be honest with ourselves and honest with the people that we come in contact with. And, Lord, if we can continue to do that, we can help someone. We continue to trust, Lord, because we know your word is true. No good that we've done, but, Lord, all because of what Christ has done on the cross. We thank you for the love and kindness. We thank you for being in the midst. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us and continue to give us remembrance and understanding as we go forth. We trust in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've already done, everything that you're doing. And, Lord, we give you honor and praise and thank you for everything that you're going to do. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, good evening to everyone. We thank God for you. We love you. We appreciate you for joining in. We ask you to continue to pray for us and continue to just, you know, listen in and just share with us that we may all come together to have a kind and an encouraging word for someone. Someone's hurting tonight. A lot of things going on around the world, a lot of wildfires and a lot of flooding, tornadoes, earthquakes. just don't know what's going on to the people around and about that's suffering tonight. All we know is what we see. But to be in that state of mind, to be involved in the situation, we don't know. And it must be a bad feeling when you know that you're in a situation and it's so close that there's no way out. Then you have to call on the Lord to help you. And you call on him. You call on him. Things happening all around you. And you don't know why. The why is in my thoughts and mind. The world is so wicked anymore. People disrespecting, people not honoring, people doing any and everything of their own, not trusting in the Lord for anything. They feel that it's all about them. Then when things like this happen, they get all scared and shook up and wondering why. God is trying to get people's attention. He can make a number of things happen all around the world at the same time in different states and nations. And people is experiencing things all around the world now. And we look at where we are. We're thankful and grateful that we're not in the flooding stage, the wildfire stage. We're blessed to be in the area that we're in. The Lord is still working, and the Lord is still having the door open for people to call on the name of Jesus. We don't know what all of this is going to come to, but what we do know, Jesus is coming back one day. We don't know when, but we truly believe with faith and hope that we know that he is coming back one day. We don't know how long it may be, but things is happening to let the people see that it's real. It's real. I have a verse here I want to read. It is Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Said, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. And the little inspirational part that goes, this is my daily Bible verse I read, you know, daily my Bible verses try to. It says, a righteous person is concerned with speaking words that give life and encourage the hearer. They who are wicked are only concerned with itching violence and hurting anyone in their way. A Christian, as Christians, you need to make sure that the words that leave your mouth are edifying, inspiring, and uplifting. So we know that as God's children, we have to realize this is what our family, loved ones, anybody that we may come in contact with, that this is what we should do to uplift, pray for, let them know we love them, let them know we care, let them know that Jesus loves you. And the thing is, we're not here to drag you down. We're here to try to encourage the best that we can in the way that we know how, according to the will of God. That his will be done towards you and in our lives. If I come to you with bad words, bad encouragement, then a person's going to look at me and like, he didn't have to say that. Why did he come to me with that? I didn't need to hear that. He could have kept that to himself. But if I come to you with a good, encouraging word and let you know that there's love behind it, a person will look at you and they'll look and they'll say, well, I needed that. Thank you. And I let them know I love you. I'm praying for you. And they'll be happy to hear something positive coming from you. And as God's children, not the children of the enemy, not the children living outside the will of God, many of them tell you, well, I'm praying for you. Well, the thing is, you might be praying, but you are not praying for me because you don't have the love of Christ in you. You have not changed your life and repented to become that child of God. So you need prayer. We all need prayer. But the thing is, we have to realize the position that we are in order to pray and ask the Lord to help someone, to pray for someone, to be led by the Spirit of God and be sincere from the heart. A lot of people don't understand that it's more than just saying, I pray for you. You have to be able to live something of Christ. You have to be able to walk upright with righteousness deep down on the inside. The Lord has let all of us know through his word who are the children of God. And as we look at it, we can all say we are created by God. But the children of God are those that are the children. Let me see here. Wait a minute. It says children of God according to the Bible. And we have to realize that it says you are. Okay. You are a child of God if you have believed. A belief that calls you to surrender your life to Jesus as your Lord, creator, or owner. A belief that keeps on believing and keeps on surrendering to your Lord. In other words, God's children. If we are God's children, we will love our Heavenly Father. Father, that's what it takes to be the children of God. I didn't say it. This is what it's saying that it's supposed to be. And as we look at this, let's see where it's coming from. Can we find this? This is a lot of information that it gives on being the children of God that we have to realize there's a consequence behind what we believe and what we say. We have to be real with everything that we say. John 1, verse 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. It said to all who did receive him. If you have not received him, then it doesn't make you a child of God. It makes you a creation of God. You have to believe and be sincere from the heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. And that's the reason why he says that, because you have faith and you have believed and committed your life to Christ. And that's the life that you're living now. You know, we get caught up in situations sometimes thinking that we're something that we're not. But the thing is, the Word says, I didn't say it, the Word says it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. So it's explained. The scriptures explain themselves, letting us know what it takes to become a child of God. Some people may look at it and they say, well, you can say what you want to. I am a child of God. If you haven't received or repented and accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're just a creation from God. In order to become a child of God, you have to believe, confess with your mouth, and believe that God is, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he is the Son of God, that he did die and shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. He was buried and resurrected in 3 days, ascended on high back to the Father as he walked this earth. With the blood that was accepted for our cause, it had to be something for us to have an opportunity to become believers and have salvation. And it was the blood of Jesus that was shed that gave us the opportunity to live, that brought life into every believer that believed. I just want to, you know, be honest with the Word and what God gives us to give to everyone. The truth is, when you put it out there straight and don't cut no corners, is everyone that calls themselves a child of God is not. If you're not living a life like Christ-like and have repented and giving your life to the Lord and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and turned your life around for the better, you are not a child of God. You are a creation by God, but a child of God only becomes from being born again believers. And when you say, I pray for you and you're not a Christian, you cannot pray for anyone. You can pray. I read one time, God will answer any prayer that he wants to answer. It's him. He's God. But sincere from the heart, prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So we have to realize we are living a life for Christ, believing and trusting and hoping that Jesus continue to answer our prayers. We pray for the lost. We pray for the loved ones. ones that need Christ. You know, we pray for all of our family members. We continue to put them in prayer the same way that we have been prayed for in the past, growing up from young, not even acknowledge that, you know, we were in danger of sin. But once you come to realization and realize that sinful life and you repent and confess your sin and become a child of God, then you begin to understand more and more about it as you read and study the Word of God, that this is what we need to be able to make it. We need it. We need to share it. And we need to let other people know about it. And we're not here to hurt any feelings. We're not here to hurt anyone. We're not here to have respect a person. But we are here to give you the true fact and the true word of the Lord. Because everything that we bring out from Scripture. That way, it's not no more I said or he said. This is what the Bible says. I didn't say it. I read it right from the Word of God to let you know this is what the Bible says. So I don't want anyone to take me the wrong way and say, well, he's saying this and he's saying that. What I've said is from the Word of God and hoping to give the understanding to someone that they need to know the truth. And if someone's not telling you the truth about this situation, if you're listening in tonight and that you've heard it, this is the truth according to the Word and the will of God. In order to become a child of God, you have to believe and be born again. Scripture fact. I got a couple of callers on tonight. I'm going to open up the mics and get a few comments, words of encouragement. And we're going to go from there because God is blessed. God is continuing to bless us and give us what we need. Anytime that we look around, we feel like that things ain't happening in our life. But the thing is, God keeps on blessing us. If you're praying for something, and it hasn't happened, look at the other things around your life that is happening, and God is blessing you, and get your focus off of what have not happened. Think about the goodness of the Lord, what he has already done and what he's doing, and everything that you're praying for, it's going to come all in his time. And when it comes, it'll be just on time. Good evening, callers. God bless you. We have your mics open. Any comments or any encouraging words or anything that you would just like to share?
Okay, I would love to say that to acknowledge my Lord and to be able to accept him in full honesty and be earnest in your plea to him, he will always be right there with you.
So
there is no stipulations in my Lord, but if you accept him fully, that he's right there for you.
Yes,
he'll
he
never
is.
Leave you, never forsake you. And,
no,
you know, then we can truly say we are a child of the Lord because they're just born here and created by my Lord, and not accepting him is not sufficient for anything. The only thing you need to do is admit, acknowledge and admit to my Lord that you believe and trust him and love him.
So
and
true.
That's the key to eternal life.
And one thing about it, if we do that, according to his will and his word, he will accept you into the,
oh, yes.
the family of God. And most people
oh, yes.
think that they already are in the family. Some of them say, well, I've been saved ever since I was such and such an age, but they go out and they live like the devil, and they still say they're saved. But one thing about it, you can't go back out into that world and do the same old thing and think that you're saved because you went out there and you giving your salvation. Like I said, God is not going to take salvation from you. He gives it to you, and you live it. Thing is, you can mess around, cause yourself to lose salvation simply because you're not living the will of God. You went back out into the world. And in order to get that right, you have to repent. You have to repent,
Amen.
Ask the Lord to come into your life and save you and take those things that was you were doing and the things that wasn't right in your life away so you can, you know, live that life that you should before the Lord. I got friends today that tell me, yeah, man, I got saved back then and, you know, and everything. And they went out and they drunk and did things into the world. And just because they feel that they stopped drinking and stuff like that and not repent, they feel like everything's still all right because they was always saved from a young age. But the thing is, if you don't get that thing right, you're still living in the world of sin.
Amen.
I mean, the Bible lets us know you should repent of your sin if you mess around and you live out through sin. And some of them, they believe that they are all right with it regardless of not having to repent. But because they have already been saved and they feel like they still carry that title as God's children, they don't consider the mess up and things wrong.
You know, it's just a trick of the devil.
That's right.
He let him think that once ever always saved.
That's right.
If you get saved, that you don't ever have to worry about it because you can do whatever you want to and still be saved.
Yeah.
And
that's
a whole lot of preachers now today preach that stuff.
And see, it's wrong.
It's
you
very
know,
wrong.
According to the will of God, the word of God, and God lets us know within his word. And like I said, when we come on this program, we don't come to lie to you. We don't come to give you what you want to hear. If it's not what you want to hear, we're sorry, because one thing we're going to give you, the true fact of what God's word says, and that's the way that we have to bring it out. It has to be from the word of God. It can't be I said or she said or he said. It's got to be directly from God's word to where I can say that's where the truth lies. It don't lie in me. The truth that I live is throughout believing and knowing that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. But the thing I have to do, I have to let people know the truth and what the word of God says in order for them to be able to know what it is. I can't sugarcoat it. I can't make it sound good for them to where they say, well, I like that. Because if I do, I'm wrong. I'm going down the wrong road. I'm hellbound. So I have to do it God's way. I have to do it God's way in order to know that I'm doing the will of God, the way that the word of God says it, and not to add or take away from it, but to give it to you straight as the word says, and try to let you know the best that I can to explain what I can to you. But I cannot change anything in the word, and I will not change anything in the word. What you get from me is straight fact from God's word. And if he says it, it's true. Plain and simple. A lot of people may not believe it. But whatever the Bible says is true and it's real. That's just like people don't believe that hell's real. They feel like when they die, it's over with. That's the end. But they don't understand. That's just the beginning after you die because you have a judgment to face. And once you face that judgment, once you face that judgment, then everything begins where you're going to end up at. And you're going to live throughout eternity at one place or the other. And as the bishop always says, there's not but two places and you're not going to miss both of them. So we already know that whatever God's word says, that's what we believe. I try to tell people that my thing is whatever God says and how the Holy Spirit leads me to say or do, I try to do it in the best way that I can, in the best way that I know how. And I feel if we do the best that we can, we're doing all right. But one thing I do know, we have to live this life the way the Bible says. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, because God's word is true all by itself. I've learned many times I might want to think one way, and the Holy Spirit might be leading me a different way. So what do? I pray, and I say, let me be led by the Holy Spirit, not by my way, but by God's way. And once we do that, and you're led by the Spirit of the Lord, then you know you're going the right way. If I override or overpower the Holy Spirit from leading me in the way that I should do or go or whatever, I'm messing up.
Because you can't overpower the Holy Spirit, because it is our God. It is our lead.
Yes,
we got to submit to it and be honest to it.
We have
and depend on it.
Thinking we can is what it is. And the thing is, once the Holy Spirit leads and guides you in the right way, you already know. But if you go out there and you mess up and you do what's wrong, that's on you, because God has already given you what you should have. That's like this verse right here, chapter 5, verse 3 says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. So my prayer early in the morning, my voice, my cry, my holler out in the morning is to the Lord. My voice cries out to the Lord. My prayer is to the Lord, and I know it made heaven and earth, and that can do anything but bring. And as this verse is telling me, that I will look up to the Lord, and I always ask the Lord, Lord, this day, lead me, guide me. Help me to do your will throughout this day. Strengthen me and bless my surroundings, because I don't know what I'm facing when I walk out the door. I don't even know what I'm facing when I lay down in my bed. But God knows I'm better. Surround me, Lord. Be a fence around me, that I may continue to do what you would have me to do in the right way. And once I pray my prayer and put it in God's hands, I have to have the faith and trust that God's going to see me through that day. Whatever happens, it's just like I've come into many situations with people turning in front of me, cutting me off, that it could have caused a wreck or been hit or anything happened. But God has protected me from these situations in life. And I look at it and I say, well, Lord, I thank you, because it could have happened. And in some situations, some people, it would have happened. But God had mercy on me at that point in time to protect me from being in that wreck, from hitting that car, or from that car hitting me, you know. So when you get out there on the road, people's driving crazy. Everybody seems to be in a hurry. And I've been protected many times by God's grace and mercy on dangerous highways. And I know it was God that protected me from certain situations. So we know that God is able, and he will see you through these things. We don't look for them to happen, but they will happen if you're not careful and praying for God to give you that traveling mercy along the dangerous highways. Praise the Lord, brother.
Shalom, family. Shalom.
Shalom.
God's peace. God's peace and mercy.
Yes.
Yes, as you were speaking, I thought of that scripture, Proverbs. I believe it's Proverbs chapter 3, starting at verse 5. I believe that's it. Proverbs 3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 3 and 5. Let me start it. Just a couple of lines, if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and mm-hmm. lean not to thine own understanding. Mm-hmm. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Mm-hmm.
Be wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall mm-hmm. be to thy neck and marrow to thy bones.
Mm-hmm.
Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst mm-hmm. out with wine. And people, they just have to come to an understanding that just because I made a decision to do this and do that, it seems to be working out okay. Every decision that I make is not going to come out okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have to turn to something or some help. Most people, they turn to a family member or a friend, or they go mm-hmm. to counseling.
Yeah.
They pay for a counselor, you know what I'm saying? But understand that God created all things and sent his son to the world to die for us while we were out in sin.
That's right.
He died so many years ago, before we even thought of, before our parents and grandparents had even thought about any of this. And here we are. You know, here we are. We have to acknowledge. We have to acknowledge that God
is
and right. If you go away with my grandparents, this is not a deep day and age. Always, you know, it's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something new. People always want to. They want to be entertained. Want to be made to feel good about them, no matter what they have done. And the generations, they get worse and worse and worse, and the enemy takes advantage of it. It's now. He starts early with the kids, and they're born into sin, but as they grow up in sin, it gets worse and worse, and their heart is hardened just by all that. But people have to get to that understanding. Something got to click within them, say, well, man, I thought this was right all along. Everybody else is doing it.
That's right.
But just because you're doing it don't make it right.
That's
and
right.
We don't need to be. We don't need to be out there taking Harry, Luke, and Jesus just because it looks right and they're doing it. It doesn't mean that we have to trail anybody. We need to stand up and be our own self, be our own individual self. We weren't all born together. We were born into this evil world, but there comes a time when, for me, I was tired of doing what I was doing. I was feeling good, but after the feel good was over with, what was it? There was sadness. There was unhappiness, you know. There was sorrow because I did it in the first. The joy was not there because the sin wasn't something that you enjoy. It's just given to you for a season. And then you're struggling mm-hmm. and you're suffering. You're in the head, what am I going to do now? I can't do that no more. What am I going to do? You know? And a lot of people, they get to the point where they become confused. They become confused and want to learn ways on how to stay in sin without having to give up what they've been doing. And
mm-hmm.
you got it. You know? They do. They they find people that are a certain way, and they get out there and they get caught up in that. And I know in my mind, I got caught up with the degradation and homosexuality and the prostitution and all that old stuff, you know what I'm saying? And on my mind, it was okay. But then after a minute, it's like, wait a minute. This is not my life. This is none of their lives. We, none of us should be like this, you know? And I just stepped out. I stepped out, and I said, well, I need somebody to help me. And I said, hey, ain't nobody but the Lord. The Lord God. All
that's right.
And, you know, he can do this for me. All I have to do is stop doing what I'm doing and at least make it look like I want to do the right thing. Put it in my heart that I wanted to be saved. I wanted to live for him, and he allowed me to make that decision. You know, I got the drugs.
That's right.
He helped me smoking. October 31st will be 16 years. Yeah, October 31st will be 16 years of that cocaine and that crack cocaine. He just said the same time. And I said, oh, my God.
You know, congratulations on that, because, you know, you acknowledge that God did it. And it takes him to do the things in life that we feel that we can do, but we can't. It took his power, his might and strength. To be able to do things within us, to help us through situations that we can't help ourselves. Most of the time, we can do these things on our own, but we find that we can't. And we have to call on the Lord in order to do these things. Help me, Lord. Give me the wisdom and knowledge and the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to be sincere about these things that I need help about. Some people say they want it, but they don't really want it deep down inside.
No.
You have to want it deep down inside for it to happen. And I've learned that. If I say something, I feel like I'm just saying it, but I already know. I already know that I don't want it. But if I truly want it deep down inside and I'm calling up the Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking the Lord to help me through this situation, then he will. Just like this verse right here, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11 says, I'm the Lord, and besides thee, there is no Savior.
That's right.
Verse 12 says, I have declared and have saved, and I have showed that there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witness, saith the Lord. I am God. So when they was going through and there wasn't no strange God, they knew who the Lord was. They knew they wanted to live a lie and they wanted to go back outside and do it their way and live a more strange God and everything that they thought was right. But God wanted to know besides him, there was no other salvation. Besides him, through his son, Jesus Christ, it would have never happened. But he's letting the people know he is God, the one and only. He said, I. And when he said, I, that's the time, you know, sometimes we put in our heads, I did this, I did that. We don't reference that God has given us the knowledge. Wisdom to do it. But if God says, I am the Lord, he can say I, because he is the great I am. And whatever he says is true and right. So we look at it in his way that we can trust and believe when he says I am.
Yes, sir.
I will. And everything, because God is the only source that we have that can do anything but fail. And he can see us through any situation that seems so hard that we can't handle. If we'll call on him and trust him enough and believe that he can do it. Because I believe it and I know he can do it. He's done it too many times for me not to believe. So we pray for each and every one on this night. love each and every one. We thank God for you. We ask God to bless you through the night. Take care of you. Everyone that has been listening online and around and about, we thank God for you. We love you. We're praying for you. And we just want to keep on sharing the gospel, the word of the Lord to each and every one the best that we know. Because God has given us a job to do as his people. And with that, we thank everyone. Shalom. Have a blessed night.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Yeah. Shalom.
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 Yes.